All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Mia. So let's get started. What the hell has taken her so long? It's been forever. Hey, Grace, are you all right in there? I haven't heard anything happening for a while.
However, you get no response from the bathroom.
Grace, you're still alive, right?
Again, you get no response back.
Shit, this can't be good.
Standing up, you knock on the door.
Grace, you hear me?
Still nothing. Starting to get worried now, you put your hand on the doorknob. Without even considering it, you notice it's unlocked.
Of course she didn't lock it, given the state she's in.
Turning the knob, you open the bathroom door, preparing yourself for the worst. As you walk inside and see Grace, you almost burst into laughter.
Loud snore. Oh shit. Well, at least she's not dead, so I suppose that's a win.
Walking up to her, you quickly notice she hasn't left anything in the bowl.
Yup, that's definitely another win for me, because I really don't want to see that.
Nudging her shoulder gently, you attempt waking Grace up.
Psst, Grace! Wakey, wakey. Huh? You okay? I think you nodded off on the toilet here.
Lifting her head up, she gives you a goofy smile.
Oh, whoops! False alarm. Yeah, looks like it. How about we get you off that thing and put you to bed for a while, okay? I'll just turn around so you
can... Getting off the toilet, Grace exposes her entire naked bottom half to you.
Grace, you're not wearing anything down there. You might want to put your pants back on. Oh, would you look at that? Wait a second. What is it? Where did my underwear go?
Finally realizing she's basically naked, Grace grabs her pants and jerks them up to cover herself.
You stole them, didn't you? What? No, of course not. Then who did? No one. You weren't wearing any to begin with. Oh, wasn't I? How would you even know that, huh? You perving on me or something? You told me just a few minutes ago. Oh, I did? Yes, Grace. Okay, fair enough.
She starts walking towards the door.
Where are you going now? Where do you think? To go hide, of course. Huh? Why would you hide? Because that's what you do when we're playing... Huh? That's what you do when playing hide and seek, duh. Hide and seek? What the hell are you even talking about? Oh, wait a minute. Did you want to go hide and I'll seek? What's happening right now? Fine, have it your way.
Slapping her hands over her eyes, Grace starts counting.
1, 2, 3. We're not playing hide and seek, Grace. 4, 5, 6. Grace!
Pulling her hands down, you drag her towards the door.
We're taking you to bed. No, I'm not tired. Trust me, the second your head hits the pillow, you'll fall asleep. No, I won't.
Jerking her hand away, Grace jumps away from you.
I'm older than you. You can't make me do anything. Man, it's like trying to deal with an elder here. Fine. What do you want to do then?
Looking around the bathroom, Grace's eyes finally set upon the shower.
I want a shower. It's not safe for you to have a shower, Grace. Maybe a little later when you sober up, I guess. No, I want to have one now. I smell and my hair is all greasy and disgusting. What if you slip and fall? I won't, I swear. Plus, you can even stay in here to keep a watch on me to make sure I don't. Seriously, you'd be okay with that? I'm not asking you to stare at me while I do it. Just keep your back turned or something. Don't worry, I trust you. Are you really that determined to have a shower? Yes, I am. Fine, take one then, but just please be careful. You've got nothing to worry about. Hey, what are you doing? What? I'm getting undressed. It's not like I can shower in these clothes, can I? You don't even wait for me to turn around? Oh, yeah. Seriously, what the hell did they give her at that hospital? Go stand over there, you big perv. How am I a perv? If I didn't say anything, you'd be stark naked in front of me by now.
Turning away from her, you move to the other side of the bathroom.
Okay, hurry up and do your thing. Also, try making the shower quick. I don't want to be standing here forever. Yeah, yeah.
With your back turned to her, you hear the sound of Grace undressing.
This is so weird. I'm just standing in the bathroom with Grace naked behind me.
As you keep waiting, your curiosity begins to once again creep up on you.
Just keep looking straight ahead, Grim. There's absolutely nothing to see back there. Nothing whatsoever. And you definitely do not want to sneak a peek. Not even a quick one. Fuck. Although I really do.
Trying to be as inconspicuous as possible, you ever so slowly turn your head, inch by inch, until your gaze sets on Grace.
God damn. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but right now, looking at her body, I don't regret it one bit. She looks fucking incredible. Big heavy breast, tight waist, long slender legs. Shit, get a grip, Grim. I need to look away before she... Uh-oh.
Realizing you're watching her, Grace instantly tries covering herself up.
Grim, what are you doing? Nothing, I didn't see anything, I swear. I saw you looking at me. It was an accident. You accidentally turned your whole head around to look at me when you knew I'd be getting undressed?
Knowing full well there isn't any possible excuse you can give her to get out of this, you simply say nothing. Able to control yourself, you patiently wait for Grace to finish undressing before inside.
Damn, I'm almost insulted. What? Why? Unless I missed it, you didn't even sneak a quick look at me. What, you wanted me to? I wouldn't have minded.
Turning on the faucet, warm water begins sprinkling down onto Grace's body.
Now, we saw how that worked out, guys. Ah, that feels good. It'd be kind of inappropriate, wouldn't it? You're a guy in your 20s. Being a little bit of a pervert is kind of expected. I think even at my age, I'm more than capable of controlling myself. Good for you. Also, you can turn around now if you want. The glass is fogged up enough that you won't see anything.
Turning around, you see that she's telling the truth, although you're able to make out the naked figure of someone inside. The whole thing is a pinkish blur. For the next few moments, you patiently wait as Grace washes herself.
Hey, Grim? Yeah? Guess what I'm doing right now? Oh god, don't make me guess that. No, no, not that. Then what? I'm peeing. Great. Why are you telling me this exactly? Just making conversation, it got a little quiet in here. We don't have to talk, Grace. Not while you're showering. And you definitely don't have to tell me when you're peeing. Yes, sir. It's crazy how different she is when she's under the influence of something. To be honest, it's almost like I'm talking to Cindy. Hey, Grim? What? You got any weird fetishes? What? Why would you ask me that? Don't know. We were just talking about peeing, so naturally it just kind of popped into my head. No, you were talking about peeing. And no, I don't really have any fetishes. At least not anything worth mentioning. Oh, that's kind of boring. Guess I'm a boring guy. Hey, Grim? Grim, you there? What is it, Grace? Aren't you gonna ask me what my fetishes are? Do I have to? I got a bit of a foot thing. Guess not. Suppose that's not so weird either, is it? Not really, I think a lot of people are into that. Even you? Depends on the foot. Yeah, that's how I am. I'm not like there's some, oh, I'm gonna have, no. I mean, nice feet are nice feet, but I can, you know, I'm not one of those that's gonna be like, so true. A bad foot can be a real mood killer, huh? Because I had a friend of mine, she used to be a foot model. Like, she would do foot content, foot fetish content. She did it for a long time on, what was it? FetLife, I think? She had a very popular profile. Back before the days of OnlyFans and sex camming and stuff, and when there wasn't every single woman in the world into this stuff. Yeah, she was doing that stuff. They would have her smash things and all that. And she was cool. We became friends for a while until she just totally left social media completely for reasons all her own. Just got bored of it. Decided she liked playing games more. Big fan of the Fallout. I mean, she was like the real gamer girl. You know, you hear about the gamer girl. She was the real, like, I'm playing Fallout, New Vegas, and all this stuff. But, like, before it was, you know, like a popular... I mean, the games have always been popular. But she was in the, you know, the Bethesda stuff, like, way, you know, like, before it was even... Like, before there was a gamer girl meme, before there was a Twitch thing where the girls were like, hey, look, I play video games. No, she was one of those that actually fucking sat down and played video games all damn day long. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, but again, she got kind of bored of social media and just left it. But as far as the content... Yeah, she don't make that anymore either. That's all over and done with. All those times are gone. Everything's OnlyFans. And I don't know. It was kind of different in the old days of FetLife, I guess you could say. But a bad foot can be a real mood killer, huh? If you say so. I'm getting a sense you'd rather change the topic of conversation. You sense correctly. Okay, then, what do you want to talk about? Unlike you, I'm an open... Whoa! Thump! Ouch! Grace, what happened?
Panic surging in, you rush over to the shower door and swing it open.
I slipped! You're holding your ankle. Did you hurt it? I don't know. Maybe? Here, let me help you up. There's probably soap all over the floor, and I don't want you falling again.
Stepping inside the shower, you bend down.
Thanks, Grim. You don't have to. Shh.
Putting your hand on Grace's ankle, you gently apply some pressure.
Does it hurt? No, it's okay. I think I can stand. Good, just put your arms over my shoulders and I'll help you up.
Doing what you asked, Grace slowly gets up to her feet.
All good? Yeah, I think so.
With the water pouring down on you and Grace holding on, naked, you start feeling more than a little uncomfortable.
I mean, in this moment, I personally wouldn't feel uncomfortable because when you're working with people like that are disabled or in that sort of situation, like, any kind of sexual tension you have between them is gone because you're in a mode where you're like, I've got to help this person. So even if you had feelings for them, you thought they were attractive, it's like, okay, this person is actually injured or harmed or like somebody's drunk, right? They're stumbling around. Even if you had something for... Now, I know some people are different. They like to take advantage of people, but I'm not like that. So if I have somebody that's actually, you know, stumbling around or something at a party, like, I would be that person that would go to, you know, grab them and basically walk them to the couch or somewhere where they can rest or lay down so they won't hurt themselves. I've had to do this a few times before. You know, Grim was the guy that when the girls are getting plastered, basically, hey, you know, come here. And also, I've gotten plastered and I was told to gently sit down on one seat as well. So sometimes it's happened to me too. But again, you know, if you have the chance to be that person at a party, always try to be that person. Because it means a lot. It's a lot more than taking advantage of people. Because I know there's a lot of people who like to take advantage of drunk people and all that. And I'm not with all that, you know. I'm more the kind of person that likes to help them out. And again, you got elders, things like that. Because this kind of reminds me of an elder situation. Where if you have somebody that's old, maybe a little bit demented. I don't mean demented as in, like, crazy. I mean dementia, you know, that sort of thing. You want to kind of work with them. With the water pouring down on you and Grace holding on, they could use... Okay, we did that. You got all wet. Yeah. So what now? I'll let you get back to it.
Removing her hands off yourself, you turn away from Grace.
Wait! Don't go. I'm worried I might fall again. What do you want me to do? Would you mind helping me? Helping you. I still haven't finished soaping myself.
As Grace stands naked and wet before you, there isn't a single part of you that thinks it's a good idea.
Well, if I were to do it, I would have done it normally. Like, I'd say, no, this isn't about that. This is just about washing. Because sometimes you'll have people that may do that sort of thing. Like, they catch you off guard and they'll be like, oh, but no, I'm sorry, this... You know. It's just like you're washing an old person.
Not because you suspect she has any bad intentions, but because you're unsure about your own either. Furthermore, much like a lot of these situations went in your life, it is a slippery slope.
Not sure if that's such a good idea, Grace. Just help me do my back. I promise I won't make it weird. Help her shower.
Knowing you're probably making the wrong choice, you find yourself giving Grace a nod.
You will? Yeah, I will. Thank you. It won't take long, I promise.
Turning away from you, Grace looks down at the floor.
Now, where's that soap? What the hell am I doing? I shouldn't be in here. Ah, there it is.
Spotting the bar of soap on the floor, Grace bends down to pick it up. As she does, Grace presses her backside against your crotch.
Oh God, does she even realize what she's doing? Her naked ass is rubbing against my dick. It'd be a fucking miracle if I don't get a hard-on from this.
Grabbing the soap, Grace stands back up.
Gut the slippery little devil. Good. Then let's get on with this, okay?
Putting the bar of soap in your hand, Grace smiles at you.
Don't miss a spot. Yeah.
Turning her back to you again, she slightly raises her arms.
I'm not ticklish either, so feel free to soap me up everywhere. Good to know. Just stick to her back, Grim. I can't get myself in any trouble if I do that, right?
With a slight tremble to your hand, you nervously raise the soap to her back.
Just her back. This is totally normal and not weird at all. It's really not for older people or, again, people that have taken medicine and have effects. Yeah. Other than the fact she's completely naked and we're both soaking wet. Any day now, Grim. Okay, here goes.
Pressing the soap against her back, you gently begin rubbing it in.
That feels really nice. It's like I'm getting a mini massage. I'm just rubbing in the soap, that's all. I know, but it feels really good nonetheless. Although maybe that's just because it's been so long since I've been touched like that. I probably shouldn't be asking this, but how long is long? Probably whenever the divorce happened. Wow, that's quite a while. It feels like it too. So you haven't been intimate with anyone since? No. I had too many other things to worry about, so I kind of neglected my personal life.
Saying this, she turns around and you feel your heartbeat faster as you look down at Grace's naked body.
Whoa, Grace, well, what are you doing? You're completely soaked. Why don't we get you out of those clothes? You know I can't do that. Why not? You're already wet, so you might as well have a shower yourself, right? That would mean having to get naked. And? It may have been a while, but I do still remember what a man's body looks like. Still, I'm not just any man, am I? Exactly. Which is why you have nothing to worry about. I can't. Why? What do you think will happen? I don't know.
Putting her hand on your shirt, Grace starts pulling it up.
Then don't be so weird about it. I'm really going to need you to stop, Grace. Please. I'm no buts, I'm telling you, I can't do this.
Releasing her grip on your shirt, Grace seems to become somewhat frustrated.
Fine. I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to. Trust me. In a few hours, you'll realize that you didn't want this either. She is technically under the influence. So, you know, it's not alcohol, but it's drugs. Even drugs you get at a pharmacy or from a doctor are still drugs, guys, and they can screw with you. So keep that in mind. Anything that can impair somebody's cognitive processes would be considered taking advantage of them. Even if they're pushing you. You're making it out to be like I'm doing something wrong. It's not that, at least not intentionally, but When your mind's a little clearer, you'll be glad I stopped it. Yeah, maybe you're right.
For a few seconds, you and Grace just stand under the shower in silence.
So, want me to help you out of there? Sure. Good. Come on, let's get you out of here before you catch a cold.
After drying up and changing clothes, you take Grace to her bedroom to lie down.
I'm feeling really tired now, thank God. Yeah, showers tend to do that. You tired too? Just a little.
Climbing onto her bed, Grace looks over to you with a barely there smile.
I have a feeling that once these meds wear off, I'm gonna feel pretty embarrassed about all this. It's not a big deal since nothing happened. Thanks to you.
Yawning again, Grace falls back onto her bed.
So, how are you feeling otherwise? I'm feeling okay. Head's still a bit sore, but that's about it. Good. Need a glass of water or something? No, I'm fine. Her bed does look comfortable. Except for that headboard. Oh, man. I'd end up hitting that damn thing.
Watching as Grace drifts off, you feel compelled to say one last thing before she does.
Hey, Grace? I'm confident you'll find what you're looking for. Sooner or later. Yeah? How do you know that? Because there's too many great things about you for it not to happen. Grace? Thanks, Grim. You're welcome.
Finally, she goes completely silent as she drifts off to sleep.
Thank God. Now what do I do?
Going downstairs, you decide there's nothing else to do except watch TV and rest.
Nope. Definitely not. What's this? Yep, seen it.
Throwing the remote to the side in frustration, you sink into the couch.
I mean, we got streaming, Grim. Damn, there's gotta be something you can watch. I watch a lot of shit on Tubi. Tubi is something only here in the United States, so... My folks across the pond, I guess you could say. Yeah, you don't have it. But it's got a lot of good stuff. And it's all free.
As you stare blankly at the TV screen for a while longer, your boredom finally overtakes you.
Fuck it. Think I'll just take a nap. At least that way, time might go by faster.
Putting your feet up on the couch, you lie down. Being quite tired, you doze off within minutes. Sometime later...
Grim, wake up! Gah!
Your eyes snapping open, you see Grace looking back at you.
Grace, what is it? Looked like you were having a nightmare, so I decided to wake you up from it. Nightmare? I don't remember having one. Can I get you anything? A glass of water, maybe? No, I'm good. Think I'll just...
Still groggy from waking up, your eyes start drifting down from her face.
Holy shit! What, something wrong? Why the hell are you naked? Why not? What do you mean, why not? We're in the living room. I know that, but we have some unfinished business. I don't know what's happening here. No? Let me bring you up to speed, then.
Leaning over you, she hovers her lips against your ear.
I'm gonna fuck your brains out, Grim. What?
Jumping up from the couch, you get some distance between you.
What's the matter? It is what you want, isn't it? No. Where the hell did you get that idea? Oh, come on. Don't play coy with me. I've seen the way you looked at me. I don't know what you think you saw, but you have the wrong idea, Grace. No, I don't. You might want to believe that yourself, but I can tell how much you want me. You're not thinking straight. Whatever meds they gave you, it's got your head all jumbled up. My head's fine, honey. It's yours that's a mess. Whoa.
Suddenly shoved, you fall backward. Instinctively closing your eyes and bracing yourself to hit the floor. Thank you. for some reason, no pain is felt.
Huh?
Finally, you realize you're not where you were.
The fuck? What happened? Was that all just a dream? Nope. This is all real. Ah!
Tearing her off yourself, you jump off the bed.
Where did you just come from? Grim, why are you trying to fight this?
Lying back on her elbows, Grace spreads her legs.
We both know you'll give in eventually.
Placing her fingers onto her pussy, she slowly massages.
Moan. It feels so good.
Gently moving around, Grace makes sure to properly let you see every little bit of what she's doing. Playing with herself in such an erotic way, your eyes can't help staying glued to the scene.
Stop that. So warm. So wet. Stop. Completely ready to be filled up by your gigantic cock. I said stop.
Paying no heed to you whatsoever, she then slides her fingers inside.
Perfect.
And starts pleasuring herself. Just the sounds she lets out alone are enough to drive a man insane.
And she knows it, too.
Combined with the sounds her wet pussy brings to your ears, almost unbearable. As you watch on, captivated, her moans grow louder and louder with each passing second.
God, you have no idea how much I wish this was your cock. I'm sure it would be more than amazing. So big, so thick. I could come just thinking about what you do to me. I don't want to do anything to you. No? Then why does your body tell a different story?
Shifting your eyes down, you quickly realize how hard you already are.
Whoops. I think the beast in there wants to be let loose. No, it doesn't. It wants to stay locked up right where it is. Don't lie to me, Grim. The big guy's practically clawing to get out of his cage. Perhaps. He just needs a little more convincing?
Moving around, Grace makes another attempt at unlocking your inner beast.
Either hole is yours, Grim. Or maybe you'd like a turn at both. Whichever you choose, you're free to do with me anything you want. Trust me, no matter what you do, I'll still beg for more.
Completely entranced by the sight before you, the ability to leave the room abandons you, unable to even look away, let alone actually leave. Because as much as you didn't want to admit it, there is something in you that does want her. No matter how wrong it might be, you know that if you take those few steps forward, there will be no turning back. Because if you do let go, there won't be a way of stopping yourself from going the whole way. From pulling your cock out, from rubbing it against her moist, warm pussy, and finally, from putting it inside.
And destroy everything, like always. Did you say something?
With a deep sigh, you look down at the floor, ashamed that you even considered it.
It's not gonna happen, Grace. No matter how much you want it to. Mia, she'd never forgive me for it.
After a brief moment of complete silence.
No, she wouldn't.
Feeling a hand rest on your shoulder, you turn to see Grace standing beside you.
You were testing me? No, you were testing you.
As she says this, your vision blurs. And as the scene begins to dissolve before your eyes, you realize none of it was actually real. However, before you can think anything else, everything goes to black.
Grim, are you down there?
Opening your eyes, the sound of Grace's calls echo in your ears.
Okay, so that was an interesting scene. The game is really testing us, guys. This isn't like any AVN I've ever played, because they're actually making me think about my decisions. Much like in life. If you do it, you could ruin a lot of shit. So you have to be really careful. Maybe some people don't like this idea. Maybe people like it where you can just bang all the women and have no repercussions. But the devs here at Returning to Mia, they decided to do something different. Something more valuable in terms of an AVN. So I'm definitely very pleased with this. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Adult Game. Nope, no, not that one. Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. So stay tuned.